Wisconsin recently received a listener question from Catherine Bolt. She wonders, what is the third most commonly spoken language in Wisconsin after English and Spanish? The answer? Hmong. WPR's Mary Kate McCoy looks into why.
That was Macy Herr, the executive director of Hmong Wisconsin Chamber of Commerce, introducing herself in Hmong.
So I'm Hmong American. I grew up, for the most part, in the Wausau area, attended high school there.
Herr calls herself a 1.5 generation Hmong American, meaning she moved to the United States with her parents when she was young. Many Hmong Americans who came to the United States from Southeast Asia were from isolated mountain villages in Laos, Vietnam, and Thailand. During the Vietnam War, the U.S. recruited many Hmong people to help fight the North Vietnamese. When the U.S. withdrew from Vietnam in 1975, thousands of Hmong fled to refugee camps in Thailand and later resettled in the U.S.
There are many families that were sponsored by groups and organizations, many of them faith-based or churches specifically in the Wisconsin area. We ended up moving to Wisconsin to be with the rest of our, or should I say, a good portion of our family in Wisconsin.
Today, about 50,000 Hmong people call Wisconsin home, making it the third largest state population in the country behind California and Minnesota. While Hmong is the third most commonly spoken language in Wisconsin behind English and Spanish, less than 1% of the population speaks it. UNESCO predicts the Hmong language will likely die out by the end of this century. Song Shong, executive director of Gia Shia in La Crosse, said there are several reasons for that. She spoke with me about it from home as her child played in another room.
Hmong is one of the hardest languages to learn because it's a tonal language. You know, a lot of Westerners have a hard time speaking Mandarin because it's four tones. And with Hmong, you double those, so it's eight tones.
The meaning of a word changes based on the tone used.
So for example, if I was to say the word red in Hmong is lia. So if I say the word in different tones, it will go something like lia, 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 lia.
The different tones change the word from red to rice paddy, disgusting, and rice harvesting tool. The other four tones don't have meaning. And then Shang points to the difference between generations.
It's also a dying language. Because it's not being passed down at all, it's not being used. The folks that use it are our elders who don't speak any other language other than Hmong.
English is everywhere, Herr says. While she can speak Hmong conversationally, teaching it to her six-year-old son is a challenge when he's surrounded by English in school, with his friends, and on television.
I fear for myself. My own son, you know, as someone who values the language and the culture, it's hard to pass those things down to your child in a society where you still want them to thrive and understand the culture in which they live in.
But those hurdles don't keep Herr and Shang from being optimistic. They both organize annual Hmong language and culture camps for kids. And Herr says she sees signs of younger Hmong people looking to reclaim their heritage.
The Hmong are an indigenous group of people. You know, we don't have a home country to go back to. Whatever we can keep alive, the people, the language is so, so important.
Shang says to really keep the language alive, it will take those in the Hmong community coming together and advocating for the language to be implemented in grade schools and universities.
But most importantly, I think it takes non-Hmong folks to also support those causes. It comes from the Hmong community wanting it. And then the dominant culture, non-Hmong folks, also advocating for those things as well.
WPR digital producer Mary Kate McCoy brought us that story on the Hmong language, the third most commonly spoken language in Wisconsin. She answered an audience question as part of the Wisconsin Project. Submit your question and we might answer it in a future Wisconsin Life segment. Go to WPR.org/Wisconsin. Wisconsin Life is a co-production of Wisconsin Public Radio and PBS Wisconsin in partnership with Wisconsin Humanities. Additional support comes from Lola and Mary Peterson of Appleton. I'm Maureen McCollum.